Getting back to the question I was bringing up before about choice of neoadjuvant therapy and this kind of case of this woman that you just presented, now that you've got this sort of in your back pocket of 50% knockdown after therapy, are you going to change the way you approach using anthracyclines?
Well, so I think that's an excellent question. And the ability to leverage this use of T-DM1, does that allow us now to de-escalate therapy? So having T-DM1 out back and knowing that patients who get trastuzumab and pertuzumab-based chemotherapy neoadjuvantly, you know, now having good past CR rates, can we use those tools to cut back on treatment in those patients who have very HER2-sensitive cancers? So we don't have specific data on that. Actually, we now do, actually, after ASCO, indirectly at least. But there is now a clinical trial that's going to be getting underway within the U.S. Cooperative Group system called the COMPASS trial. It's going to be led by ECOG. That's basically taking patients with stage 2 and 3 HER2-positive cancers and treating them neoadjuvantly with 4 cycles of paclitaxel plus trastuzumab and pertuzumab, a very well-tolerated regimen, so no platinum, no anthracycline. And if they have a pathological complete response, then they will not get further chemotherapy. They'll just get the dual antibodies to complete a year and will be done. And that's asking this question of, if you have a pathological complete response with lesser chemotherapy, does that still translate to very good outcomes? And we have, you know, a number of studies that would suggest that's the case.